This is VOA News Be Remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman.
Pakistan and India have agreed to immediately cease military hostilities in disputed Kashmir by restoring a 2003 truce to de-escalate tensions between the nuclear-armed South Asian rivals. The two nations said in a joint statement Thursday that their top military commanders spoke over the established mechanism of hotline contact and reviewed in a free, frank, and cordial atmosphere the situation along the line of control that splits Kashmir between India and Pakistan. Thursday's communication between the two militaries through their so-called hotline contact came after months of worsening relations between the two countries. Around 1,000 protesters gathered in Myanmar's largest city of Yangon on Thursday as demonstrations against a military coup in the country continue. The military seized power on February 1st, detaining leader Aung San Suu Kyi after it said last November's election was marked by widespread voting irregularities, an assertion that was refuted by the State Election Commission. The junta said it will rule for a year under a state of emergency and then hold new polls. Demonstrators have since taken to the streets demanding the military release Suu Kyi and restore the elected government. The U.S. FDA says Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine meets the requirements for emergency use authorization. This potentially sets up a third vaccine option in the U.S. A committee will meet Friday to discuss next steps in making the vaccine available to the public. Meantime, in New York, researchers have found another coronavirus variation that carries mutations that help it evade the body's immune response. This is VOA News. South Korea is preparing for Friday's COVID-19 vaccination rollout. Seoul's District Vaccination Center said it had received 500 doses of the vaccine, which will be delivered to local nursing hospitals to vaccinate high-priority groups. The country aims to vaccinate more than 70% of its population by November. Separately, 55,000 doctors, nurses, and other health professionals treating COVID-19 patients will begin receiving shots of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine on Saturday. Guinea launched an Ebola vaccination drive to halt this month's outbreak of the deadly disease in the West African nation. Health workers began vaccinating people Tuesday near where the latest outbreak began 2 weeks ago. So far, at least five people have died. Authorities say the new cases are the first in West Africa since a mass outbreak from 2013 to 2016, which killed more than 11,300 people in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Guinea's health minister said that with the vaccination program underway, he predicts Guinea will be done with the Ebola resurgence in about 6 weeks. German customs authorities have announced the largest seizure of cocaine in European history, more than 23 tons, worth billions of dollars. They say it was discovered in two raids this month at ports in Hamburg, Germany, and Antwerp, Belgium. A German customs official said the 28-year-old Dutch owner of a Dutch import company was arrested Wednesday in the Netherlands, where police say both shipments were bound. Authorities say the investigation is ongoing and that they do not believe the man who was arrested acted alone. A Honduran immigrant who has spent 3.5 years living inside a church in the U.S. state of Missouri to avoid deportation has finally stepped outside. Alex Garcia left the church in suburban St. Louis on Wednesday after a promise from President Joe Biden's administration not to pursue his detention or removal. Garcia is a married father of five who was slated for removal from the U.S. in 2017 before the church gave him sanctuary. The Los Angeles County Sheriff says there was no evidence whatsoever Tiger Woods was impaired in the single vehicle crash Tuesday that injured the iconic golfer. The sheriff also said his agency does not contemplate any charges in the crash, which happened on a sweeping downhill stretch of road. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.